The next item, which is still an item of internal business on this convention, is the CCB report, which is the annual report that the president gives to you. And for that purpose, I recognize the president of CCB, Donna Pomerantz.
This is the last report that I will be giving until we turn 80 next year. But I'm not going to turn 80. The council is older than I am, so. Roger reminded me of that, so that's true. It's been interesting. I have been sharing with the staff of the hotel all weekend and in the training that I gave that we are very, very pleased to be here and that we're also excited about next year because next year we turn 80. And when they heard this in our trainings, when I've spoken to people about it individually, they are just blown away. Turning 80 and continuing to do that which we do is a huge accomplishment in these days and times. So I think that first we need to give everybody, the CCB is each and every one of us, please, a huge applause for the 79 years of work we have done. We have been very, very busy. Those of you who were at session yesterday heard one of our latest victories in what is going to be the start of what I think is a lengthy journey. In relation to full and equal access to what is our right to an independent voting experience that's fully accessible for those of us who are blind and visually impaired. This, we were at a hearing just recently before Judge Spiro, and in a nutshell, part of our legal team from Disability Rights Advocates basically received a favorable decision because Alameda County wanted our case to be dismissed. And basically what they were saying was, and these are my words, I'm paraphrasing, but basically what they said was that it is okay for the county, you know, they're doing great because they have accessible voting equipment in every precinct on election day. However, if the equipment doesn't work, well, they always have someone there to read to us, and that should be okay. That's what they were trying to say, that it would be okay. And yes, you have to have a machine there, but it doesn't necessarily have to work. Wow. I have to tell you that when I was in that courtroom that day, in Judge Spiro's room, when he was questioning the attorneys for the county, he kept trying to get them to say, so you mean that people who are blind and visually impaired, well, there's always someone there to read for the, you know, to them, so that's okay. Everyone else in society can have independent, full, and complete access to voting, but if a person is blind and the machine doesn't work, Well, there's someone to read. It's okay. And, you know, the attorney was a bit, I think a little squirming. And I had to sit on my hands because I was in the second row, because inside me, I was going, get him, get him, get him. And I smiled and I nod my head so that I could be engaged. But inside, I was just, and we were very fortunate to receive a favorable decision in that that case was not dismissed. And Judge Spiro basically said, yes, we do deserve that independent and equal access on Election Day. So we were very, very fortunate, and that was the start of what I see as a wonderful victory for our community that has national ramifications as we move forward through this process. So that was some wonderful news that we've received and some of what's been done this year. Several plaintiffs in that case are CCB members and are actually here this weekend. So stay tuned to hear for more positive results as we continue to move forward in that process. But I don't know about you, but I'm excited about the day when I can go into my precinct and vote on accessible voting equipment and not have to worry about it not working. Yes, I am excited about that. And you should be too, because all over the state of California, we all know we've had those experiences in our county where it hasn't worked. And we're not saying that the workers aren't kind, that the workers haven't been nice, the poll workers, they have been. But technology being what it is today, it needs to be tested ahead of time, and it needs to work for us when we get there to use it. We continue, as was stated, to work with Kaiser and other entities for full and equal access. We've been successful in receiving positive decisions so that we as women and some men shopping for their partners at Lane Bryant, we have full and accessible point of sale machines so we can go shop there too. That's a wonderful thing for us. We have been working and our representatives on statewide coalitions, such as IHSS coalitions, voting coalitions, through the work of Jeff Tom, through the work of other members here in the council, our voices are being heard and we are being represented. In these times, we are in a period of changes all around us, some for the better and some that bring a lot of concern and uncertainty to us. But nevertheless, we are still there, reminding folks that we too need full and equal access to our environment. We have now a very strong and concrete process for scoring candidates as we go through their applications for scholarship. That is in large part thanks to Robert Wendt, Christy Crespin, Jerry Consler, Vince Calderon, Dr. Martin Jones, and unfortunately, Pat LaFrance Wolf was in that process with us when we started moving toward this new environment. I think that it is very exciting because The process was a little daunting for some in the beginning, but the way that this committee came together and put forward this process with these tools so that, you know, our students have scores attached to each of their questions. I think our scholarship committee this year really got to know their students in a very good way, the folks that they chose this year. So the process continues to be improved. I have been informed, talk about action, that our scholarship committee is going to be coming before the board with a proposal. Because currently, as a result of how the process is, several of the students who were awarded scholarships this year were very excited about coming to the conference and convention. But as the policy currently exists, it states that we reimburse students after they pay their expenses. And that's very difficult for them. And I am very pleased that the scholarship committee chair and vice chair came to me and said, we need to talk about this, because it was very, very sad when our students were excited and then said they couldn't come because they couldn't afford it. So CCB board, look forward to a proposal coming your way very soon. I'm excited about that. We have some of those students who are already wanting to be active with the chapters in their local areas. So this is exciting. Several of our scholarship committee members have been in regular contact with these students. So I believe that new partnerships are being formed. And this is a good thing, investing in our future and working to bring our students here to our convention. So I'm hoping they will be with us to help us celebrate our 80th in our spring convention next year. We have had a CCB Mutt Strut now for 3 years in a row. And this year, as was stated earlier, I think all of our regions have definitely hit some very good and positive milestones. And I'll say, Vita, I was very excited about hearing your question about, can we secure a park, if at all possible, 3 years, for 3 years in advance? That's good and forward thinking. And that is exciting to me. We are now moving. This is our last year of having two conference and conventions. We are now moving, beginning on our 80th birthday year, to one conference and convention. This is definitely uncertain territory. Some are very nervous about this move. Some are very excited about this move. Change is definitely something that is, you know, some of us are excited about change and others get very nervous. But I believe that I have heard a number of ideas from different people about what they want to do when next year comes, and even before. I'm sure that some wonderful things were shared at the membership meeting and throughout this weekend as all of you have come in contact with each other directly and in person. So when we turn 80, we're definitely moving into new territory. What is it they say about, just because you turn 80 doesn't mean we have a program in L.A. That's called Seniors on the Move. And it made me think of CCB because we're turning 80, but we are definitely on the move. Yes, we are. The board is looking at a number of different things. The board is finishing up a strategic plan that has been broken up into four groups. In this strategic plan, as we have the four groups, we are going to be coming to you and inviting you to assist this board in implementing that plan, because it's a plan for the California Council of the Blind. It's not just a plan for the board. It's a plan for all of us. So within the next, I would say toward the beginning of the year, maybe even before the end of this year, we will definitely be coming and calling upon some of you to help us move this forward, because it'll take each and every one of us. I guess what I would wish to share is that we have definitely started a number of new things, and we are working. Now, was that Siri? Did it say, what did it sounded like it said, Massachusetts, where are you? What did it say? At least that's what I heard. Was that a sign? A sign of what? I don't know. Oh, please turn your phones off or put them on vibrate. Massachusetts, where are you? That's what I heard anyway. Oh, Debbie Kessler, where are you? Yeah. Poor Debbie. My goodness. Okay. Yes, she got her Braille display back. Yes, we're happy about that. Roger was worrying about Debbie getting her Braille display back, so this is a good thing. Yes. So, I know. I'm not going to repeat that on the microphone, what Roger just said. We are going to be moving toward, tonight we're going to be having our banquet, and we're going to be having a blast. We're going to be having another trivia under the leadership of Frank Welty, and there'll be lots of spirited competition. And we have, or should I say I have, because I hope it's still secret. This I've kept a secret. You'll find out tonight, though. A very special prize for the winner of the trivia. So you tables, no iPhones, but compete with spirit. Okay. Now, Roger says he's having a dilemma because he has to figure out which table to sit at now. I have tried as much as I feel that I'm able to do so from all my heart, to respect the history that we have as the council, because I truly do believe and respect the history of who we are, where we've come from. A lot of the things that we as people who are blind and visually impaired have today, we have as a result of advocacy from the past and current advocacy as well. So history is very important to me. But it's also very important to me that we continue to move forward as well in our current times. And we need to do a bit of searching. Folks say, you know, well, we need the young people, or we need more members, or we have to do this, or, you know, we need to bring in that, and we need to pay for this, and so on and so forth. Some of that we definitely do. Someone mentioned yesterday at our president's dinner, I hope folks that were there enjoyed the mini time with the candidates, hearing from them before elections. And I hope that folks enjoyed being able to read about those candidates on the website ahead of time with statements that they submitted themselves. One of the things that's very important as we move to one conference and convention is we need to get to know those who we are going to be electing into office ahead of time as much as we can. Because now we're going to do it all at one conference and convention. There isn't going to be that in-between time between conventions anymore. And that is why I wanted to have candidate statements. And that is why I did this little experiment yesterday and had the candidate speak to anyone who wished to come to the president's dinner. Several members in my chapter said, well, it was a bit difficult, you know, to choose because we don't know them. And other members in the chapter said, we had the candidate statement so we could see if what they talked about, you know, we agreed with. So that's part of moving forward as well. I want to share with you something a bit, well, from the heart. I really believe in this organization. Some people say they get a bit annoyed when I refer to us as the CCB family. Other people say we are. Sometimes friends and people within the CCB are all that other people have because they don't have immediate family anymore for whatever reasons, or folks are far away. We also are a business. How can you be a family in a business? Maybe it's the family business. Yes, yes. We definitely have been dealing with a lot more as we are a 501c3 within the state of California. Some of these things that we are asking and have asked of you that folks have been very good at saying, well, we've never had to do that before, and We don't need to do that. Well, we kind of sort of do. Because again, nonprofits, when our auditors come in, they ask for things at random. We don't always know which rosters they're going to ask for. We don't always know, you know, how many of our ledgers they're going to want to look at, et cetera, et cetera. But we give them everything that they want to see. So things are getting a bit more strict. And I'm very pleased to say that for the past 3 years that I've been involved with our treasury, with our auditors, et cetera, with our accountant, our CPA, our marks get a little better and better. But then some of you get a little more angrier and angrier with me as well, because I'm asking for a lot more. But I think that's also part of the reason that we are having improvements. Each and every one of us contribute to that in what we do. And I know I'm oversimplifying, but that's the way it is. I am wanting to thank each and every one of you for the sacrifices, for the contributions, for the gifts that you have shared and continue to share with the CCB. Some of you are spending many, 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 many hours doing the multiple things that you are doing to contribute to moving the CCB forward. And some of you may think that I've been a bit hard on you, that I expect a lot. We're all only volunteers, is what I hear sometimes, and we are. But not only, we are volunteers, and we are sharing our gifts, because we all believe in CCB and what we want it to do. I want to say that I want to thank each and every one of you. For putting up with me for this time. Because I expect so much, and what I expect, I also expect that of myself. One of the things that I have always, always kept in the forefront of all my thinking is that each and every one of us is equal. Someone said something yesterday when I was making the announcement of the badges, and I thought it was very sweet, and it touched my heart a great deal. Someone said, well, you know, there was a comment about, well, if she doesn't have her badge, you know, everyone knows who she is. If she doesn't have her badge, she could still vote. Guess what? If I didn't have my badge, I believe that I need to do exactly the same thing that each and every one of you do. And if I forget my badge, I'm not voting unless I go up to my room and go and get it before we come back. That is the organization that we are. And when we struggle with credentials and seating, right? That's a tough one, because there are a bit more requirements that are here. When someone says, well, you know, I'm not going to be able to do it because, you know, our group isn't meeting for a week after, and I'm pulling amount of time out of, you know, out of the hat, so to speak, to paraphrase. And they say, we're one of the largest chapters in the state. We'll be seated. Well, you will be seated if you meet your deadline, because if the smallest chapter in the state gets their materials in on time, they will be seated. We are all equal. We are all equal. And we all have our struggles. I know that. Life happens. Our technology fights with us. We might have been using Windows XP and the darn thing broke and we had to move to Windows 8 or 7 or whatever. And we fight with these forms, but guess what? You're not alone. There's help. There's help. I'm going to close with sharing with you today Windows 7, okay. Sharing with you today that I will not be running for another term as your president next year. And I told myself I'd be strong. I'm doing it by choice. I would really like to continue, but and to the people who know me, I've put this organization before everything else because that's how much I care. That's just who I am, for better, for worse, a character flaw. There's so much that has to be done, but it's beginning. Well, it is. It's not beginning. It is impacting my health, and there are things that I need to do so that I can continue doing the things that I enjoy doing, and I need to put myself first. And that's a difficult thing for me to do because I see our potential. And all of you have taught me a great deal. And I care about this organization a great deal, but I'm letting you all know this today, because we need to look to see what we are going to do for next year. And I know there are capable people here. But I want to end with this. I still plan, hopefully, on being here. I will be immediate past president, so you'll definitely be hearing from me. I hope to focus maybe on a few specific projects rather than the full oversight of the organization, which is definitely 24/7 for me right now. But I want to leave you with this. We're turning 80 next year. We're moving into a new era. I want you to think about the people that you will be electing into office, into the offices that will be open next year. Think about who they are, what they stand for. All of you are very, very smart. Think about, have they always treated me the way they're treating me now? Or are they doing this because they want something? I'm saying that because the thing that I've struggled with the most in being president of this organization has been when someone will say something to one person or to me, and they will say that they are a consensus builder and that they care about the whole and so on and so forth. But then I directly witness them trying to cause strife and division and hurt. Folks, we're moving forward. We need to come together. We need to unite, and we need to be strong, honest, open, and have integrity. And we all need to come together, and we will. And we'll move forward. And all of you are very smart. And you can see who has integrity and respect. And who cares about the organization rather than caring about their ego and self-promotion. Thank you, everyone. Let's move together next year. And let's find a great successor as president of CCB.
I knew she could do it. See, I knew what she was going to say, and I knew that she was going to cry and everything.